Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. Where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. I have Tommy Welschel in the studio. He is the last living link to the Azusa Street Revival because as a young man, he met some of the aged people that were, remember, this revival was 100 years ago in the early 1900s in Azusa Street in California, and they poured everything they had into him. He's telling these stories of what they saw firsthand in this revival. It's just like you were there. And as he tells these stories, people get healed. Miracles start taking place. But Tommy, you told me that a lot of these aged saints would always walk up to you and just pray, not even tell you what they were doing. And finally, you asked, what did they tell you?
Well, all of them would lay their hand on my shoulder. And it was just a few seconds, silent prayer. And after about a year, I got up the nerve to ask Brother Sines, what are you people doing when you do this? And he said, we're imputing all the anointings that we have off onto you.
But can you picture one person being able to have the anointing for tumors, the anointing for blindness, the anointing for people in wheelchairs, the anointing, and we've been talking about this all this week, the anointing for children. How about animals? What happened with animals?
Oh, I've seen some animals healed at Pisgah by these saints. Lucille, there was this boxer bulldog to this young man who lived across the street. He loved this bulldog. He's a little boy. Well, a car had hit it and killed it. He came running for me. I went, and first one I saw was Lucille, so I got to say, come on, we need to pray for this dog. She says, a dog? Yeah, it's dead. You'll raise it. And she's, okay. We go down there, and so we're getting to the, we're trying to get into the police. The police are saying, well, we got to kill him, but get him scooped up and get him into the a bag. And Lucille says, no, this little boy needs his dog back. I said, let me pray for him. And they had him in the bag. And one guy said, what have you got to lose, officer? She can either make a fool out of herself or we can have a miracle. He says, pray for it, lady. She went over to pray for it inside the body bag, started jerking and kicking, and that officer, he unzipped it, and out came the boxer bulldog. Totally, and he was crippled. I seen the bones, totally made whole. Then there was a cat that had got its eye shoot out by a BB gun, eyeball hanging out. Well, they cleaned it out, and this Sister May came up and put a handkerchief over the eye and prayed for it. And there was one man named Kirk. He didn't believe these miracles. She took her hand off, and here's the eye, totally whole. He looked at me, turned and looked at me, and said, now I believe.
Now, just out of curiosity, because I'm naturally a curious person, when these various saints from the great Azusa Street Revival would put their hands on your shoulder and pray for you, did you feel anything special? Tell me what went on.
Every time they lay hands on me, I like a little tingle, electric tingle. Not bad, not real, but a little tingle. I kind of enjoyed it, but it only lasted about 6-7 seconds. I just was curious of what they were doing.
Well, I believe that you were raised up not just to tell those stories, but to pass that anointing on to other people. And you've been on the radio before. When you've shared stories, what has happened?
Houston, Texas. This one black brother had a program on one of the six stations that a black man owned them. Now, they never let white guys come on. This man got me on, and he handed me the microphone, Willie. He said, okay, Brother Tom, I got it, and I don't remember. They said said like an anointing came on me, and I started talking. The owner of the stations came by, and he was sick. He just looked at me, and he got healed. He knew what it was. He went into the controls and turned me on to all six radio stations. After it's over, I just came to and said, okay, I'm through. Said right at the last second, they were fixing to stop me. People started calling in. One woman who was taking a shower, she had to brace herself up. She kept a radio on in her bathroom. She got healed in the bath, taking a shower. It started dancing, and she could hardly stand up. One woman was paralyzed, laying on her bed. Hadn't felt anything from the waist down for years. She thought, my God, what is this? What's happening? She had to have help to get up. Before she knew it, she was up dancing in her bedroom.
There is such a presence of God. I believe that here's what I want you to do, Tommy. I want you to pray for healing, and then we're going to pray for a release of every anointing that these saints prayed for you to be released for those that are listening. Would you do that for me?
Yes, because that is my main ministry, telling my stories, answering questions, and praying a prayer of impartation.
Okay. Let's start out with that prayer of impartation. Now, you pray for every anointing that is in you, freely you have received, Tommy.
Freely give.
Freely give. Pray that now.
Heavenly Father, I come to you right now. I'm asking that by your anointing, you release the anointings, all the anointings that these beloved saints of God imparted to me back in the 60s. God, I'm asking that it go out over these waves and it go to people in their houses and to Sid now. Your anointing fall and flow. God, and I pray for healings to start coming in. People calling in and said, they got healed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Now, I want you to paint a picture for me right now with your words of what is going to be happening in America very soon. What do you type of miracles are you believing God will do? Are you believing like you talked about where someone's arm was missing, it's part of their shoulder, and the whole arm growing out? Paint me a picture.
I'm seeing. I had a dream vision, just about a week ago. I saw arms growing out. I saw limbs, eyeballs coming back in. And I believe that's going to be happening real soon, Sid. But not just with me, with every believer, those that believe. Now, if you don't believe in this, don't worry. You won't get it. It's for the believer.
But faith comes from hearing. That's why your stories are so important.
You've got to give the testimonies. You've got to witness and testify of what God has done, because he is this God of everybody. He's the same God. Back then, he's the same God now. He will do the same for you. He's not a respecter of persons. He's not a respecter of persons. He will do it with anybody that will believe him. Like that little 13-year-old girl. Did you know she had revival in her school?
Can you picture, you know, they're so worried about our education system in America. Can you picture how in the world would administrators stop a move of God's Spirit in the schools? They couldn't do it. And you know what I'm hearing? People that have gum diseases and teeth problems, pray it. Pray it right now. Pray it. You're seeing it too.
Yes.
Pray for people to get new teeth.
God, we're praying right now that supernaturally teeth and gums will start growing back in people's mouths. And God, that their whole dental system would clear up. And if they want new teeth, they'll get them. And perfect teeth. God, that revival will break loose through this. God, souls will be saved all over the world. And your name will be glorified in America and then the uttermost parts of the world. God, it is by faith, and it is God by the anointing. And I'm asking that that move and go right now in Jesus' name.
And how about those people that need hip replacements and knee replacements? They're getting it right now.
Right now.
New knees, new hips, in Jesus' name. And how about backs? Pray for backs right now.
Heavenly Father, we're asking that every back that's been severed, every paralyzed person, every body in pain will be instantly healed. In Jesus' name.
Okay. Let me tell you something. There are going to be so many, even arthritis in the fingers. It's gone. It's gone. Arthritis anywhere in your body, it's gone in
yes.
Jesus' name. And I've got to get this book in your hands, True Stories of the Miracles of Azusa Street and Beyond, brand new book, the two special CDs, Miracle Impartations, available for a gift of $35, Shabbat broadcast. The Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord, He's smiling upon you right now. The Lord is surrounding you with His favor right now. The Lord is gifting you right now. The Lord is giving you His shalom, His completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body right now. In the name that is above every name, every problem, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechecha Adonai veyishmarecha. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha vichonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha. V'asem lecha shalom.
To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.